The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
All right, good to have you. Hour number two of the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Who doesn't want to do that? It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. And Dr. Deb Lonser, she's a pediatrician at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome into hour number two. You got a question for Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb, 877-711-5211. We do still take phone calls, but we get a lot of questions for Dr. Mike's advice on the email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. In the event, we stream gabradio.com. And if you miss a segment, you never miss a segment because we're on Radio MD, okay, radiomd.com. And you can hear shows back, full shows, partial shows, whatever you need, Radio MD. It's 20 minutes after the hour. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? He'll talk about shipping containers. Could be the answer to emergency housing. Also, among other things, plasticized roadways. How about that? And a couple of other things, too. 34 past the hour, Dr. Arthur Perry is here. Straight talk from the docs. And what are we going to be listening to today with Dr. Arthur Perry? Dr. Mike?
Well, there are three things, one of which is how to get a tattoo. That is, when to schedule getting a tattoo removed. How long, if you're a smoker, should you quit smoking? What age should you do it at? There is an ideal age, so he's going to talk about that. And how long you should obviously stop before you quit. The second one is something that is dear to his heart, which is gift certificates for cosmetic procedures are getting more popular as a holiday gift. What's okay and what's not? And then the third is Botox is the most popular cosmetic procedure. Two new studies remove some of the guesswork. We're going to look at studies demonstrating longevity and what happens over time with Botox, and also what happens to skin color over time. And he's got the really good data on this now.
Straight talk from the docs, Dr. Arthur Perry, at 34 past the hour. In the first hour, our guest was so good, we did two segments with Dr. Carl Pillemer from Cornell University on aging and relying on our elders sometimes for advice on how to live our lives. So we didn't get to the real age tip. I would assume the real age tip you had planned for the first hour, you'll probably do in the second hour. Am I assuming right on that?
Well, I'll do, you mean you think I should do both of them?
No, I say let's take one. Let's take the one you planned for.
Right then, now.
No, I say we'll do it at the, we'll keep tradition. We'll do tradition and we'll end the show with a real age tip that you didn't
yes,
do in the first hour.
Yes, I will do the real age tip. The one I wanted to do was in cold weather. Home workouts
yes.
make achy joints feel better, and I will do that at the end of the second hour.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good idea. Let's do a weekly flu update and couple that up with one of the top medical stories of the week about the FDA approving first-of-a-kind seasonal flu vaccine.
Well, the new seasonal flu vaccine is one that is not made in eggs. So it's made in cells. It's much faster. This is with new technology. You can grow them, the virus, in cells. And much faster and much, it looks better. It's not approved for anyone under the age of 18 or over the age of 65 yet. It's a live attenuated vaccine, looks to be excellent, but its first year is this year. But if you're allergic to eggs, you can get it. The scary thing is the flu is now higher than it has at a greater rate than it has been any year other than two in the past decade. And if you live in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, for that football game tonight when we go off the air, Georgia, Florida, Idaho, or Alaska, or Tennessee, Kentucky, and Missouri, you know you're in the middle of a flu epidemic, because you're at very high rates, higher than you had at all of last year, matter of fact. So we're now at a peak period, but it looks like it's still going up.
It's even higher than last week. You said the flu was really rocketing last week. It's even intensifying more this week.
It's going up. That's correct.
Wow.
It's a little scary, actually. When you look at the map, it is the South has the flu right now, and it's coming north.
That Alabama game's in the fourth quarter, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not. And Alabama-Auburn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a 49-0. Alabama leads Auburn in the fourth quarter.
Oh, I thought it started in the evening.
No, it starts...
Is that the Notre Dame game?
Notre Dame-USC. Right, sir.
That starts at 8 p.m.
Right. Let's see. The love hormone. I know you want to talk about that. The love hormone as a sports enhancer. Interesting story.
Oh, this is very interesting because there's some real interesting data. You know that when you grab someone and cuddle with them and they're your honey, and women especially when they give birth and start cuddling with their baby, have this enormous output of oxytocin, which bonds and causes you to feel warm and all cuddly over the one you're holding. And that's often called the love hormone because it's the cuddle and it's feeling good. Well, it turns out that sports guys get it too. You know, if you score a touchdown and you do high fives, you get a burst of oxytocin, which binds you to your teammates. If you score a touchdown and just come off the field without celebrating, without demonstrating anything, without hugging one another, well, you don't get that burst, and the team isn't as close. So it's actually thought that oxytocin is important, and the actual discovery of this occurred with soccer players who celebrated after they made one of those key kicks at the end of the game, you know, where there's a tie game.
Yes.
Who high-fived one another, had an enormous oxytocin burst, and the next player had a much greater chance of getting another, if you will, goal by the goalkeeper if she did that celebration than if she didn't celebrate. If she took it just as a matter of course, just walked off the field, pointed to the other person and said, go do it. And it wasn't done in a randomized study. They just looked at the results of this. There was a much lower chance of scoring a goal on the second person. It was thought that this love hormone, which is quickly released, actually got some extra effort and extra bonding and extra feeling of teammate in the sport.
So this happens in men and women in sport.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Happens in men and women, and it's caused by it's caused by celebrating being a team and being together.
I had an expert on my show this week talking about this topic, aside from you. You're my medical expert, obviously, but I do talk to other experts. But we were talking about this oxytocin and the love hormone, and he said for some reason it promotes monogamy among couples. It prevents a man from wandering, so to speak, and looking at another woman and pursuing a relationship with another woman.
It obviously prevents teammates from leaving the team. We needed more of that with LeBron.
So there is a certain monogamy in relationships and a certain monogamy in sports, whatever this oxytocin.
Yeah, maybe basketball players don't have it.
No, I think it's the money supersedes the any flow of oxytocin.
Also, they have a lot of kids by different wives.
Yes.
Isn't that true of basketball players?
No comment. Yeah, so it's probably true anyway. Okay, coming up next, it's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. So what's toxic and what's not? Well, we're going to find out coming up after the break some really fascinating stories that Gary's picked out for the show here today. How about shipping containers? Are they the answer to emergency housing? That's an interesting story. Gary will talk about plasticized roadways, and there's a small little burg in Iowa that is apparently saddled with a perchlorate problem. And if we get to it...
You said that perfectly, Joe.
Did I say that right?
Perfectly.
Okay, perchlorate, fantastic. And a Chinese men show a link between dietary arsenic and something that we'll talk about. Stick around. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they're often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip before the end of the show. Time now for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Welcome in, Dr. G. How are things, sir?
Hi. Well, we certainly got a cold wave here in the east, but it feels right for Thanksgiving.
Right. It's been kind of a mild November so far, but we're going towards the wintertime. Let's run through some of your stories this week. All very interesting. I suppose shipping containers is an interesting story. Let's start with that topic.
Yeah. Today. Well, I'm down in New York City today, and New York City is considering not from this storm and all the homelessness wreaked by Superstorm Sandy, but perhaps the next one. They're planning to roll out shipping containers as temporary emergency housing. So now, this harkens back to the FEMA Katrina disaster, where the Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, they put folks into temporary housing that was toxic because of all the test word these trailer homes had very high levels of formaldehyde. So we're always on the lookout for better emergency shelters for people. What they're thinking about doing are these 40-foot-long, 9-foot-wide shipping containers that people usually will use for overseas barge type of shipments. And they may present some problems. They haven't really been studied, is my concern, as a toxicologist. What do we really know about what might off-gas or what toxic chemicals may be residues in these shipping containers? These containers could have been used for industrial chemicals. They could have been used for oils. There could be PCB leaks. They claim that they clean them thoroughly and repaint and reseal them. They've got very few windows. They look like they're military pillboxes that you might fight a war out of. Not very aesthetic, but they're very inexpensive. They cost about $50,000 per unit. The set went up. And so this may be a wave of the future in terms of putting people in temporary housing. A lot of questions about them, especially about the ventilation inside of one of those. So if someone wants to stick them inside of a shipping container, you might want to ask a few questions.
Hey, Gary, your cell's a little bit weak. If you can maybe get to an area where your cell is a little stronger, it's kind of difficult to pick you up today. You're kind of phasing in and out, so it's kind of difficult.
Right.
So if you could maybe find some place where your signal comes in a little bit better, that'd be great.
You want me to call back into the show?
Well, no, it's right now. It's fine, Gary. Let's try another one of these things. And let's try the don't go for the hills.
Yeah, well, that was a perchlorate spill underneath the town of Hills, Iowa, which is near Iowa City. And they don't quite know where perchlorate came from. It normally comes from Department of Defense, military-type operations where they're using perchlorate as a rocket propellant. It helps make fireworks and explosives more powerful. And the perchlorate got into the groundwater and is threatening to spread. More of the town. Right now, 25 homes are on water filters, and they're not sure exactly where it's going to spread to next. A lot of water testing, and it just goes to show that since there's no maximum contaminant level, there's no federal limit for perchlorate, public water supplies don't have to test for it. So it's one of these things that EPA has to get more on top of and test for, require the water companies to test for perchlorate. This outbreak in Iowa is an indication that there could be perchlorate in many more places around the country where there was leaks and spills of this chemical into the ground. So at least in this town, they know about it, they're monitoring it, and they are giving people filters.
And what's the problem with perchlorate? Why do people have a problem if they get too much perchlorate in their water?
Yeah, you might start becoming hypothyroid is the problem. It blocks iodide uptake into the thyroid gland, so your hormones are not working properly. It could lead to a variety of problems, including high blood pressure, metabolic disorders, even an increased risk of diabetes, insomnia. It leads to a lot of different problems if your thyroid isn't working properly. Perchlorate is something to monitor in groundwater. If you've got your own private well, like these people do in Iowa, you certainly want to test your groundwater for a variety of things, and perchlorate should be on that list.
Okay, Gary, whatever you're doing, stay right where you are because your cell phone is okay right where you are. So stand still for a couple minutes here. Plasticized roadways. Interesting story. Well, what that's all about.
Well, you know, I like to talk about what's not toxic as well. And here's a case where they're taking plastics that can't be recycled, like plastic bags and drink containers that aren't recyclable. And rather than putting them into a landfill or an incinerator or having them go out in to the Pacific Gyre, they are putting them into asphalt. And they're actually quite good for the matrix in the asphalt. It helps soften the asphalt. You don't need to use as high a temperature to make the roads. You know how asphalt plants usually have a very high temperature, puts a lot of gases into the atmosphere. So this is a very cleaner way to make asphalt roads, and we always need more roads, more surfaces. And now they're starting to put plastic, so we're getting plasticized roads to drive on, and it actually saves on plastic waste, saves on energy, cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions. So I see it as a win-win, and that's what's not toxic with our plastics.
Where's this again, sir?
They're starting to do it out in Oregon, in Washington, where they're experimenting with these asphalt roadways. But it's going to spread, I believe, across the country.
You kind of wonder how it would hold up in winter weather, though. Harsh winter weather in the Northeast.
Yeah, well, you know, asphalt is going to crack from the harsh winter weather no matter what. I don't think it's been totally tested, but that's a good question, Joe. I think that we'll find out down the road.
In about 60 seconds, sir, how about the last one here? Chinese men show a link between dietary arsenic and what? In about a minute's time.
And low sperm counts. So, you know, we're very concerned about male fertility not being as high as it used to be. Testosterone levels are lower now in men than they were 20, 30 years ago. And arsenic, if you've got a lot of arsenic in your drinking water or arsenic in your diet, it seems from this one study, it needs to be reproduced, pun not intended, but arsenic may be decreasing male fertility, lowering sperm counts. A study in 96 Chinese guys, they had relatively high levels of arsenic, and the higher the level of the arsenic, the lower the sperm count in these 25 to 40-year-old men. Arsenic can be in your drinking water. Again, it's something you want to look for, especially if you're on a private well. Arsenic levels can be high naturally in groundwater. Also, arsenic can be high in rice. You want to look for rice if it's from the U.S., from California, that's lower in arsenic, or imported rice from India is fine.
And if you have rice, whole grain rice, wash it, and all you have to do is wash it in your own water if your water is filtered or is low in arsenic, because it you actually can get rid of the rice, can get rid of the arsenic just by washing.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I would wash it but soak it for a while and then run off the water before all the water soaks in.
Okay,
just
Dr. G.
It may not get rid of all of it. All right.
Good job. Talk to you next week, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Check out his website, whatstoxic.com, whatstoxic.com. He talks about things that are toxic as well, like the plasticized roadways he did a couple minutes ago. Next up, Straight Talk from the Docks. Dr. Arthur Perry checks in on you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb Lonser and Dr. Mike Roizen.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious.
So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute. Education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, how are you? This is young Dr. Mike, Deb Lonzer here, Bridget here with me, and I have a test question for you. I know you do this all the time, but this is a test to see if you opened my email with the story. What makes tattoos more difficult to remove?
Well, there's a lot of different things, but the thing that you're talking about is if you're a cigarette smoker, you have a worse success rate with tattoo
removal. And how long do you have to
be quit? They don't
know why. How long do you have to quit for it to get better?
That I don't know. Is there a number?
It's about 5 years. The second thing, so if you're planning on getting, you know, tattoos are, what do they call them? They're permanent reminders of a temporary feeling. The second thing is, what are the hardest parts on the body to get a tattoo removed from?
Well, it all depends, Mike. Now, it depends on if you're talking about pain.
Nah, I was just talking about to get the cosmetic approval removal.
Well,
turns out they said it was feet and feet and legs, harder than arms.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, other than the fact that
there's a tendency towards more scarring there because the skin is a little thinner on the feet. So remember that the tattoo, the laser that removes tattoos does so by burning out the tattoo ink. That's basically what it does. It heats it up and it explodes the cells that contain the pigment. And then it disperses the pigment. And then you wait a month or 6 weeks, and you do it again and again and again.
Well, in fact, that was another thing of this study. It said who had the best successes is people who only had their tattoos removed at least 8 weeks apart. So 8 to 12 weeks, I guess it takes 6 treatments. Is that right or so? But it said those that were spaced further apart did better. Surprised me.
Yeah, there's no great advantage to doing it sooner.
So that's and the hardest dyes to get removed?
Well, the hardest ones are the light blue, turquoise pigment is very difficult, and orange is very difficult.
Well, you're right on. It says yellow, blue, and green are the toughest, and you're right on black is the easiest.
Yep, and then red.
So, In any case, that was my study. Now, let's go on the Botox studies. You dug up, found out new studies on Botox showing what happens long-term to skin color and what happens long-term to muscle function.
Well, I'm not sure about skin color. It's what it is. The study was Botox in skin of color, not what happens to skin. It doesn't turn color from Botox. But, you know, there haven't been good studies on some of these cosmetic treatments with darker colored skins. You know, dark, let's say, Mediterranean, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Indian, and African American skin. There haven't been good studies, but now there is by a Washington dermatologist. And she showed that basically there are no differences. There are no differences in the outset, in how long it takes for it to work, and how long it does work.
Would you have expected there to be?
No, I would not have expected it. Okay. But I thought it was interesting that the study was done, and after I read it, I said, "Well, you know, it is important because we don't know. I wouldn't have expected a difference, but now we know there is no difference. So there you go."
Gotcha. And
I thought I lost you with that.
No, you didn't lose me with that. How long, in other words, when you get a Botox treatment, you have to keep getting them, and then you get longer and longer periods between getting them as the muscle becomes weaker over time. Is that right? It atrophies over time or just gets weaker?
That's right. But you must maintain the Botox. So the way to think about Botox is that it is a muscle paralyzer. It disrupts the transmission of impulses, nerve impulses, into the muscle. And your body has to rebuild those junctions between the nerves and the muscles. And some people do that faster than others. So Botox lasts anywhere from 2 months to 6 months if you're real lucky. But another study was done, Mike, that showed that most people got 4 months. This was called a meta-analysis. So they looked at a lot of different studies, and the 50th percentile, the 50th percentile was exactly 4 months. That means 50% of people got better than 4 months, 50% got worse than 4 months. And the interesting thing, and this is something I did not know, is that the 30-day result, where everybody is well Botoxed, the people that were better Botoxed, had better loss of function at 30 days, had longer results. So there's a correlation between the one-month result and how long it would hang around. So your body rebuilds, in answer to your question, your body rebuilds the junctions between the nerves and the muscles. But you know what? It only takes 2 weeks. 2 weeks for your body to kind of like the reverse of physical therapy we want, but for your body to rebuild that muscle so that you get the wrinkle again. So the way to do it, and this sounds like great marketing, the way to do it is keep it Botoxed. So keep that muscle absolutely paralyzed. And that's, Mike, that is when you start getting longer intervals between Botox injections. So another study, it was about 2 years old now, showed that if you Botoxed every 4 months like clockwork, not waiting for it to wear off, but like clockwork, after 2 years, you were then able to move to a six-month schedule, which is good because it took longer for the muscle to return. So that's the Botox lessons for the day. And Mike, you're due. And Deborah, I can't see through the radio, so I can't see your wrinkle.
You know, I don't call them wrinkles. I call them laugh lines. So I'm going to hang on to mine.
I'm so overdue, it's ridiculous, Arthur.
He actually keeps his coffee cup in his wrinkle now. You have one wrinkle, and it's between your eyes.
Oh, God. Arthur, now, I've got to tell you one thing. What do you think causes... this is a fun study that I saw, and I've got this is another test question. What do you think causes Black Friday behavior, where people rush out on Black Friday or go out at midnight? Or why do they still do it? And the interesting thing is they looked at the sociology of it.
I know the answer.
You do know the answer? Go ahead.
I know, because when people get coupons or get money, they get a release of oxytocin. In their brain.
Close, but no.
They do.
Well, they may.
They do.
They may, but that isn't... Black Friday behavior is team behavior. The family plans it. They want to be known as a smart shopper, so they think about it as much as, and they plan this, as much as a football team plans a formation or plans a play. And so many families... This was the activity they would do after the Thanksgiving dinner, where the family would plan who was going where and what to get and how to save money on it and to be known as a smart shopper because you could do it. So there's actually good data on that. You know, when we come back, though, what I want to talk to you about is gift certificates are becoming popular gifts, even more popular than Black Friday gifts, I understand, for cosmetic procedures. So what's okay to give someone as a cosmetic procedure gift certificate and what's not, and what does a surgeon allow? And when someone asks, I'd like to give my blank a gift certificate for this procedure. So when we come back, we'll talk about what's okay and what's not. Also, the real age tip of the week, how to keep your joints young in cold weather. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay tuned. You can always email us at udocs@gmail.com.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, now, what is okay to give as a gift?
What is okay? You mean cosmetic surgery, because if you're thinking of giving me a gift, I'd like one of those treadmill desks. But, oh, you're talking about cosmetic surgery. Okay. All right. So, it's that time of the year, Mike. You know, as soon as Thanksgiving goes by, people start thinking of Christmas, right? And the Christmas lights are up in my neighborhood. And everybody is already planning their Christmas gifts.
Is that right? With so little power in your neighborhood, your Christmas lights are already up?
We're back up to 100% in New Jersey. It's a residual, very, very strong state. We bounce back. So, yes, the Christmas lights are up. The Christmas gifts are being planned. And my office is already getting called, as many are, for gift certificates for wives. That's the most common thing. People actually call up and they say they want their wife to have a particular procedure and they'd like a gift certificate. You know that.
Well,
that,
does their wife know about this beforehand?
Well, I'm not sure. I've had some where yes, they have, and some where no, they haven't.
Because this could cause a real problem, right?
Yeah, it would cause a problem for me.
Well, just think about that. You know, on Christmas, you open up a box, and in it, there's an envelope and a gift certificate to Dr. Perry for a breast augmentation.
And hopefully there's a card along with it that says, I wish I liked your body better, but here's a Christmas
that's
gift.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'm not sure that's a good way of phrasing it. I think might be better to say, I don't know what would
there's no good way to say it. There's no good way to say it.
Go ahead. I had a good way. It just escaped me. Go ahead, Arthur. So what is okay?
Well, you know, a gift certificate to a cosmetic surgical procedure sounds so benign, doesn't it? It sounds like a great gift, but it presents all sorts of problems. And it really, even though our national society allows this, you know, they don't consider it unethical, I think it's not the greatest idea for the most part. I think it's very reasonable to give a gift certificate for products. So if a plastic surgeon sells skin creams, you know, something like Nighttime in their office. That's a good thing. Or, how's that for a plug? Or if...
well, you've got to tell us when Nighttime will be available.
We're looking at February. I know it keeps getting pushed back.
Yeah, my daughter keeps bugging me and says, I love Dr. Perry's skin cream, but what is this? I have to be an addict? I can't get it.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, Nighttime is in testing right now. We just started last week. So the testing lasts 6 weeks. And when it passes, and it will, we pull the trigger, and in 10 weeks, we have product. That's how long. It takes a long time, unfortunately.
Okay, well, anyway, let's go. What's okay with a cosmetic procedure?
Right. Well, a consultation is okay. That's not a bad idea. So you give your loved one a certificate for a consultation with a plastic surgeon. Then they can decide, is something appropriate? Is it not? A consultation is a defined hour, you know, with your plastic surgeon. That's okay. But what's not okay is, let's say, a tummy tuck gift. I'm giving you a tummy tuck, dear. Here it is. And then she may not want it. Or maybe she does want it. She goes to the plastic surgeon, and there are complications with her having that procedure. Either medically, she's inappropriate. Psychologically, she's inappropriate. Or maybe there's something else that's going on which would preclude her from having the procedure. That then presents a little bit of a difficulty, a gray area. Does the doctor give back the money to the person who paid for that, if it was paid in advance? What happens if there's a, fees involved? You know, it gets very sticky. It's just not a great idea. But the most important thing is that cosmetic surgery should come from an individual, not from someone else. So that means you should do it for yourself, not for someone else. You should do it for no outward gain, just feeling better about yourself. Those are the best patients for cosmetic surgery. So be careful with those gift certificates for Christmas. A consultation, a product is okay, not a procedure.
Arthur, we missed the Real Age tip of the week the first hour, so I'm not going to miss it this hour. So let's do the Real Age tip of the week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age tip of the week with Michael Roizen, MD.
Arthur, you've got to tell Noah, I love that introduction. In cold weather, home workouts make achy joints feel better. Ask anyone who has achy, arthritic joints what they do on icy, short days, and the answer is stay inside and stay warm. But please add a third stay to that list. Stay inside, stay warm, and stay active. Do your exercise at home. Research shows that as soon as the days turn shorter, people with arthritis spend an additional 3 hours indoors. Doing what? Sitting around. It's less about the weather and more about running out of daylight. But when you don't move, your joints get stiffer, even if you don't have arthritis. So for all of us, activity keeps us flexible and strengthens our muscles, strengthens your muscles, which act as support systems for your joints. Sitting is as risky as trans fats, icy sidewalks, and cruise ship buffets. Hours of sitting messes up your blood sugar and your blood pressure. Plus, it ups your odds of breast, colon, and prostate cancer. Yep, sitting around is really lethal. Here's what to do. Spring for an exercise bike or add it quickly to your holiday wish list. It's better than cosmetic surgery on that holiday wish list. You heard that from Arthur. Put it smack in front of your TV. In fact, if they're your husband and wife, you can buy two of them. It's tandems, if you will, right next to each other. Move that couch out of the way. Buy a pedometer and use your home as a walking path. Go ahead, aim to do 10,000 steps. You know, this, I think, is one of the lousiest ideas I've ever had because I feel like I have to do it. Treadmill is much better, even at home, but if you don't have space for it or can't afford it, then a walking around up and down the stairs is a good thing to do. Pace while you listen to a book on tape or make mental to-do lists. have a summer walking buddy and a winter walking buddy as well, and walk around indoors. And buy or borrow an interactive video set. Bowl, play golf, tennis, or baseball in your den. And order walk-at-home guru Leslie Sanson's Walk This Way DVD. It's a total workout. It really is good. So the benefit, keeping walking can make your real age as much as 7 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. In cold weather, home workouts make achy joints feel great. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Dr. Deb, Dr. Perry, Gary Ginsberg, the whole team, Bridget Too, and engineer, that's right, our great engineer, for listening to us too, and you especially. We'll be back next week.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.